producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, all here to do business. And we're doing business.
Business.
Trending. Yes, trending now at DougSteffen.com. The story of the photographer. I always love these people. Everybody's a journalist. When somebody's writing a story, some journalist is another. A photo journalist. What is the...
Take a selfie and you're a photographer.
You take a selfie and you're a photo journalist. What a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, so this guy was roughed up supposedly by the Secret Service at the Trump rally. He apparently stepped over the line, and these guys ran right after him and grabbed him by the throat. If you see the video, it's pretty dramatic.
Really?
Yeah, you haven't seen the video?
No.
Yeah, it's fairly dramatic. It's just not, they're not putting up, there's not a lot of room because there have been so many people at these rallies, it's hard to control them because he doesn't really have a full Secret Service contingent because, you know, he's a candidate, but he's not the president.
He and Ben Carson have full Secret Service protection.
Yeah.
But as many as the president would have?
I don't know how the numbers measure up, but I know that they do have a detail.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, there's that. A lot of Leonardo DiCaprio stuff and Sylvester Stallone. Here's something.
I just don't know how someone gets the idea they can touch the neck of a Secret Service officer and not feel some pain.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You touch my neck, you're going to feel pain. I can't imagine someone trained.
So I want to bring everybody up to date on what's going on in the budget process and with the men and women in the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. You may or may not have heard that the Delta Force counterterrorism unit has been sent to Iraq to capture or kill as many of the top Daesh operatives as they can. Delta Force, kind of like the SEALs, make up most of the top secret expeditionary targeting forces that are now operating in Iraq. They are going to capture or try to kill Daesh officials and seize everything they can of their network. These operations have been planned. See, here's what's the problem. Why are we talking about this? There should be no information about this at all. We should know nothing until after they've done what they are sent there to do. But the defense secretary says that this will create fear among Daesh. Really? What it does is make these guys targets of Daesh. I think that's a mistake. Am I the only one who thinks that? I just find it bothers me.
I think it's silly that we announce our military operations before
right.
we do that.
What's the point of that?
One of the great things about, and people will make fun of George W. Bush a lot, is that he would say, what was the shock and awe,
shock
right?
That's why they
came up with this campaign. So they say, look, we're getting ready to do this campaign. It's called Shock and Awe, and that's all we got. Now it's like we're going to go after Jihadi John, and we're going to do this. And we're going to make a left on Main Street. It's ridiculous.
Remember Geraldo Rivera got
Rivera, I was just thinking that.
Yeah,
Ricky,
out of Iraq because he was like drawing the plans in the dirt.
On the sand. Yeah, right.
And so the Iraquis were watching the plan.
They knew exactly what the plan was.
Al-Qaeda were watching the plan on Fox News. And they're like, look, this is what Geraldo Rivera says are going to do.
So with the military in mind, I want to introduce you to a congressman whose name is Justin Amash. A-M-A-S-H. Richie, why don't you Google him? Jennifer, you may want to as well. This is one of the, I'm learning about him for the first time this year. Been in Congress since 2011. He's from Michigan, and he is one of the 40 or 45 congressmen who really get it, who are trying to do something. And he's not a Tea Party guy, although he sort of comes across as a Tea Party guy. What he is someone who cares and understands what's going on. going on and is very skeptical of the approach. A lot of the folks who call themselves conservatives say, we've got to build up the military, spend more money. And as you know, when this last round, the omnibus spending bill that was passed, a month ago, $1.1 trillion, did you know that not one member of Congress is on record as having read the whole thing? It was brought in and passed in 2 days, and it was 2,000 pages. This thing, and it was none of the members of Congress, either the Senate or the House, had anything to do with writing this. It was done in the White House with the leadership, and that was it. Nobody was on board, and they don't even know, and now it's coming out what was in there, including the, did you know that the cessation of sequestration was one of the things the Republicans demanded? And they didn't demand it because they wanted to have more money in the military. This is so sick. What's coming out now? This guy, Amish, has been doing a lot of interviews. He won't make himself very popular with the leadership. But he said the biggest part of the increase, the $1.1 trillion increase, was in military spending. And he's quoted as saying it's not driven primarily by our national defense needs, what Jennifer just said, and that's what tripped this in my mind, Jennifer, but by the needs of the defense contractors. The contractors were pushing for an increase in spending because they want to, and that's what he said. He said not the needs of our defense, but the wants of defense contractors. There are a lot of Republicans who recognize that you can't increase the spending without giving the Democrats what they want, so they got increases in domestic spending all over the place so the Republicans could satisfy the defense contractors who are their major contributors. This is so sick.
Look, if you're a Democrat, you know that spending on programs is what your party does. But
you don't have to spend more, just spend it better. This is just these people are lapdogs for Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and all these other contractors that are making jillions of dollars out of war. This adds more in terms of the military-industrial complex to the theory that many of us have that this all of these wars are just trumped up, if you'll pardon the pun, and unnecessary, unreasonable.
Just are doing it wrong. I mean, what my top concern, if someone was going to ask me what my top concern was going into the election, it's national security. You can't talk about social programs, you can't talk about education, you can't talk about anything if you don't have a secure country, and I feel like we have let ours get away from us in a big way. I would be totally fine, even though that's my top priority, I would be totally fine spending less on military stuff.
Well, we don't
if I
need
knew
it.
That they were going to be spending it in a more productive way.
Absolutely.
I mean,
the money's already there.
All right, so let me give you two examples of what happened on the other side so you'll know how bad this thing is, this $1.1 trillion omnibus spending act. Guess what? They added, instead of, remember when the IRS budget was cut by $300, $400 million? And now, in this, nobody knew this until last Tuesday. There's an article in The Hill, which is the newspaper that basically reports on what's going on with Congress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they were going to cut the IRS funding by $838 million because of the overreach and because of the inappropriate behavior of the agency. So what happens? Not only did they put the $838 million back into the IRS, but they added 3% more, another $290 million on top of the $838 that they cut out in the Appropriations Committee hearings that were never part of any. They weren't part of any appropriation hearing. So no transparency whatsoever. And this is the kind of stuff done in secret that the reason that Trump's getting as much traction as he is because guys like Rubio and Cruz are responsible for this kind of stuff going on. And they roll over to it. I mean, this kind of spending, the tax, the cuts that were supposed to take place didn't. But I use the IRS as an example, but there are plenty of other examples of what got put into the spending doc, and nobody knew anything about it. Nobody knew anything about it. It just is coming out now, 3 weeks after the thing is passed. And it's a pattern. And that's why people are ticked off, as well they ought to be. The idea was they went into these hearings, these resolutions, to cut $10 billion off the budget. Instead, They added $47 billion as a result of this. And it's mostly going to the military and the IRS. How you like that, boys and girls? Think about that kind of stuff. And this is what this guy Amash, did you look him up, the congressman? Did you look him up to see?
I just looked at his wiki page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I mean, from what you can tell, it's good. It's his story, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need more people like this. This is disgraceful. It's more than disgraceful. It's dishonest. And these people play into it, and it just
there's so much that's easy to hide stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it really is, Richie.
And so much what gets these people elected is because of the funding that goes in because of these backdoor deals. And that's why the guy, John Cox, out of California, who wants to put labels of your top 10 donors on your suit jacket, has got my support 110%.
By the way, one of the things, the technology that was voted on as part of this budget, laser weapons by 2023.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They're working on. They've had initial trials of them, unprecedented power, what they're going to be able to do with them. I mean, I don't know. There's so much stuff. Mike, on Good Day, hi.
How are you doing, Mr. Stephan?
I'm well, Mr. Mike.
I heard a good definition of a politician. I don't know if you heard this one or not, but a politician is a person that could tell you to go to hell in such a way that you actually look forward to the trip.
I like that.
Mike, thank you. All right, 888-302-3684. Email to Rich or Jennifer or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If you're one of the millions of people who didn't win a share of the huge Powerball jackpot in January, there's at least one good thing about that. You didn't get sued by a notorious prison inmate who claims he deserves the prize. Lottery winners often become targets for all kinds of people wanting money. But after the Robinson family of Tennessee won a third of the $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot, they were sued by a former prisoner who has also filed more than 2,000 other lawsuits, most of them frivolous. Over the years, the prisoner, who would probably love to have his name mentioned here, has also sued the President of the United States, an NFL coach, a NASCAR driver, and Britney Spears. Let's be fair. Despite the fact that many of this man's lawsuits are handwritten and barely legible, they have to be taken seriously. It's a shame, but it's the reality of a court system where the verdicts themselves often resemble lottery jackpots. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
We use mobile devices, right? fight against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Here we are at 23 after the hour, music time in this hour on the Good Day program. During this past week, one of the great television events of this past week, one of the finest moments during the Brit Awards, the UK's version of the Grammys, Adele won several awards, and she chose one of those awards to announce her support for Kesha.
To come back after so long away and be so warmly received is really lovely. Thank you so much. And to all the other girls that are nominated, thank you for letting me be in your company. You're all incredible, you're all amazing, and it's a privilege to be alongside you. I'd like to take a quick second just to thank my management and my record label for embracing the fact that I'm a woman and being encouraged by it. And I'd also like to take this moment to publicly support Kesha. Thank you very much.
There you go. So Kesha, it appears, the Sony people yesterday said that they'll be happy to let her out, but the agreement is with Dr. Luke himself. If he wants to let her out, they're fine with her going somewhere else. So that seems as the plot thickens there in that whole deal. All right, so also, this week on American Idol, Kelly Clarkson, as you remember, she won the first season. This is the last season, so she went on to perform her latest single, Piece by Piece. After, you want to play what the conversation she had with Ryan first, Richie?
Talk a little bit about the song, because it's a very emotional song for you.
I'm actually not excited about performing it, just because it's a very nostalgic season for me, obviously, you know, coming from the inaugural season. And this song is, I actually wrote it pregnant with my little girl, now I'm pregnant with my little boy. So if I don't make it through it and I start crying, just laugh. It'll make me feel better. because it's just a very emotional song that I wrote after a conversation with my sister and, you know, and you'll hear the lyrics, but, well, maybe.
Yeah, the lyrics are, it's a very powerful song, so make sure you guys check that
hopefully
out.
Hopefully you'll hear it.
Please welcome Kelly Clarkson.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
guys is for beginning to cry.
Are you crying up on stage? I mean, the emotion that you exude always, but especially in that important song, it's just incredible.
Pregnant and it's nostalgic, and I can't believe it's the last season. And yeah, really sorry, I just bawled.
No,
I'm actually quite proud that I made it.
Right, in rehearsal, you were struggling a little bit with it, right?
Just a little bit. Yeah. Well, it's just a touching song for me because I wrote it about my little girl and I was pregnant, and now I'm pregnant with my little boy, which I hope comes out very soon.
Very soon. Weeks away. We are blessed to have you as a friend, as a first American Idol, and to have you tonight. Great job. Kelly Clarkson.
Sweet. That's sweet. Nice.
I'm surprised she went back.
Why?
Because they kind of treated her like dirt.
She's
well,
better.
Well, it's the last season. Yeah. No,
28 after on Good Day. For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Calling all autocross enthusiasts. Here is your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Trillin, and let's see, where's Millie? Millie the Wonder
Dog. Oh, Millie the Dog.
Chasing lizards. She's on lizard patrol here at the moment. The folks at Subway, we didn't get this. We had a shortened food news report, so now we need to extend the information here for you so you'll understand what's going on in the What's Cooking department. Subway restaurants.
Is hiring Jared back?
No.
I think that's probably not
going to be a prison spokesperson.
But remember, didn't they get sued because their footlongs weren't a foot long? That seemed to me.
I don't know that they got sued over it, but yeah, they definitely got called on it.
So now, corporate headquarters has said, we will now be sure that the footlongs are foot longs. There was a lawsuit, and it's amazing. Why would somebody go to all the trouble to sue a restaurant like Subway because their footlongs were not consistent? They're making a lot of bread, you morons. And the length of the loaf is going to be dependent on a lot of different things, right? The temperature of the oven. They make them in trays, and the trays are all the same length. But doesn't when dough rises, doesn't it change the length of it? I'm not a cook, obviously, but
what happens? Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually,
so why...
You would think that it was actually longer than that. It would be 13 inches.
Right. Like a, you know, what do they call it? A baker's dozen ears of corn. It's always 13 ears and a baker's dozen. What? What are you laughing?
It was only a quarter inch short.
Yeah,
and
they
sued him.
It
was like 11
inches.
Who's
the guy that measures
inches.
That?
Yeah. I want to go beat the guy who sued them.
I'm eating a sandwich that's a foot long, and I feel like it's just not quite there. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it should be having a brain examined for eating a foot-long sandwich of any.
The reality of life is nothing is as advertised.
It exceeds.
Let's start with 2x4s.
They're not 2x4s.
They're not 2x4s.
No. Oh, they are, Richie, if they aren't planed. The wood that I get out of the woods that I put on my own saw that's still rough are 2x4s. But when they're planed, they lose about a quarter of an inch. On all sides.
Okay, so let's go to one-calorie diet Pepsi.
Uh-uh.
90 calories.
All right. Another story at DougSteffen.com today, focusing on the fast food chains in our country, all the deals that are out there, the ads. How many Burger King ads a day do we run, Richie? We must run at least once an hour. There's a Burger King.
Once an hour right now.
Right. And there's Wendy's that's redesigned all their restaurants, and now they're promoting there. McDonald's is what? You can buy 13 hamburgers for $2 or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Just like that.
And you can keep them for 6 years.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, so now... If you are a consumer who's paying no attention, this sort of tails into the dark act, not knowing what you're eating. Once you have the information, if you choose to eat this way, that's up to you. But if you don't know what you're getting into, then there is a requirement, or I think there's a need anyway, for people to know. I can't believe in this era of information, all the things that are on social media, that people don't know what they're eating when they go into these big fast food chains. case. However, having said that, the advertising is aimed obviously at lower income people, and they're telling you that this food tastes good, you'll be benefiting from it, and yada 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 yada. Okay, so the fast food companies believe that they're benefiting because the price of gasoline is lower. More people are working. Minimum wages are going up. So they want to promote what they have, and that's why the prices are so cheap. Mm-hmm. Forecast for restaurant commodities like beef, chicken, pork, dairy, wheat, for the time being anyway,
yeah,
are lower than
the other. Prices are low, so they can
give
you more food.
We want to eat cheap food in this country. Just
right.
If you go to Europe and buy this stuff, even things, if you go to a Burger King or McDonald's or whatever in Europe, you'll pay a lot more for the hamburger than you do over here, because it costs a lot more over there to get the job done. What did you start to say, Richie?
Well, if you think about it, who does McDonald's cater to? The lower income? You're
right.
Saying looking for cheap food for people who can't afford
chicken McNuggets, right? Why they, you can buy
$1.49.
McNuggets. AKA the people that work at McDonald's.
Right.
And the people that work at McDonald's are demanding a higher minimum wage so that they don't have to eat the food that they serve.
Food that they serve everybody else at McDonald's.
Isn't that great?
McChickens, McDoubles, mozzarella sticks. Can you get mozzarella sticks at a...
Yeah, at McDonald's.
Mozzarella sticks at a McDonald's, you can?
I haven't seen them because I haven't been to McDonald's in a really long time, but I've heard about mozzarella sticks because remember there was a story, someone sued because there was no cheese inside one of their sticks.
The cheese was falling out of it.
Right, it was not really cheese anyway.
But you know, when they go to Europe, they don't call it a Whopper, right?
And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They went on quarter pounder heads.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
What do they call a Whopper? I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
That's from Pulp Fiction, right?
It is.
That was classic.
Big return. That was classic stuff.
It was classic in lots of different ways. All right, also trending at DougStefan.com today, the story of this 90-year-old grandmother. Did you see this? From Michigan, diagnosed with uterine cancer 2 days after her husband died, was given three choices: surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. She chose none of them. She chose the fourth option. She hit the road. She is out traveling the country to see as much as she can see her son, Tim, and his wife are full-time RBers who spend their life. They're in their 60s. They travel around the country.
That's cool.
And so the children invited her to join them, and that's what she's doing. Since August, they've been out. They've seen Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone Park.
And how old is
Rocky
she?
Rocky Mountains. She's 90 years old.
You know what? God love her. Why would you want to attach yourself to hospital beds and tubes and things that aren't going to guarantee that you feel better? In fact, they make you feel worse. She's getting out and living. I think that's...
This is awesome. They have a Twitter feed for her called Driving Miss Norma.
Oh, sweet.
That's cute. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. When you're 25, okay, maybe you want to put yourself through the chemo, but why do that when you're 90-something?
Mm-hmm.
Spend the time with your family.
It's Facebook, Driving Miss Norma.
Yep. Okay. Let me move over to the Facebook posting, and that is the most important one for me today anyway. I'd like to call your attention to the case against Bettina Krutsch, I believe, or Krutsche. Bettina Rodriguez is her married name. She was sued for taking care of an animal, a dog, that was chained outside. This is... let me see when this was. This was actually about a month ago, but now the charges were dropped against her yesterday. She faced 10 years in jail for rescuing a starving dog from below freezing temperatures. The governor and the judge are now the recipients of unbelievable petitions, Facebook barrages, Twitter barrages, Instagram barrages with pictures of various dogs. You can see her picture on the Facebook page. She rescued this dog living on a chain tied to a tree in below freezing temperatures. The dog was emaciated, dehydrated, starving. She tried to work through the authorities, but nothing was being done to save the dog. He was going to die. So she cut him off of the, she cut him away from the fence that he was tied to. Apparently, this guy had her, and he wasn't able to take care of her. His cousin or somebody had the dog, and he got the dog, and no owner, nobody to save him. So she takes the dog off the chain, out of the cold, brings him home, pays for his medical needs, and today she faces a sentence of 10 years in jail. Mm. This is really bizarre. And that's what we point out in the article. It's at DougStephan.com. Just prior to this incident, PETA admitted to stealing a healthy family pet, a Chihuahua, in the same county. This is, again, I think, Richie, in your... I think this is
near the Chesapeake Bay, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's this woman who's doing everything she can to save the animal, and she's being prosecuted for it because I don't even, you know what, this kind of stuff, these people, they need to be tied to the fence. Don't feed them, don't give them any clothing, let them sit out in the elements for days upon days. And how do you
and then when someone embarrasses you,
common sense, my God.
So okay, let's play the devil's advocate here. She's being accused of stealing the dog and running away.
There was no owner. There was no owner. The dog didn't have an owner.
It was tied to a mobile home, a tree right next to a mobile home.
But the guy said that she had no owner and he couldn't take care of her.
So why not call pet control, animal control?
You talk about the guy in the mobile home?
Why didn't she call animal control and say there's a starving dog freezing outside this house, can you come save it?
I don't know whether there's animal control in that area or not. I don't have an answer.
Or you
call
the police department too, probably.
Right, but yeah. Even so, why would you not want to help somebody who's trying to help an animal like this?
Let's say it gets to the point where some wacky PETA person thinks that you don't treat Millie properly because she's able to run around and eat lizards, which could poison her. Mm-hmm. And let's say that they call and they steal your dog because they think that you don't treat her properly. Right. Where does it end?
It's all protection. Again, it goes back to we're so happy in this country.
Yeah, we are.
You know, it's kind of sick.
What happens to common
sense? We've lost our
humanity. Even backing it up further, who takes charge of an animal and doesn't take care of the animal? There's
a lot
criminal
of people.
Right there. Those are the criminals. They're the criminals.
So if you break into somebody's car because their dog is in there, I mean, I've been in this situation. I think we've all been in this situation where you see a dog in a car
and
you
get arrested for
and you break the window. So I call the police. Every time I see it, I call the police. Dog in a hot car. Come and break the window, please. I don't want to do it because then I get arrested.
And you get arrested. Yeah. Well, you have that experience. You have that knowledge. Somebody else might not. And that's the difference. But to have that woman charged, prosecuted after saving that dog's life, what a damnable outrage.
People don't think reasonable.
You know what? The first part of the sentence. People don't think. Thank you very much. 44 past the hour. Okay, I'm going to give you something to think about. You ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Get rid of the wrinkles on your face. Wrinkles. Wrinkles. You have wrinkles? Wrinkles. Isn't that a great word? Wrinkles.
Could you please just put us out of our misery and do the commercial?
Wrinkles. Meredith, the dog's outside.
Okay. Breaking news, the dog is outside.
He's tied up to a tree and it's 99 degrees. Somebody save
him. These guys are, because we just talked about that. You put the dog outside and it's so hot. Where are the police? All right, anyways, where was it? Oh, I was going to talk about your wrinkles. The ankle, good Doug. The anti-wrinkle treatment. Say that again one more time. I'm having a hard time not laughing. Anti-wrinkle treatment. that comes from stem cell research. They use apples. Did you know that? To make this cream.
Get it? Stem cell?
Apple stem cell therapy. Yes, exactly. The work was done, and what came out of it was the whatever peptides are in apples are the best thing that you can apply. Now, I'm not telling you, but actually, think this through. How many times have you seen those people that go to the exclusive salons with peels of apples cut and put on their eyes? You've seen that.
Cucumbers, yeah.
Cucumbers, apples, that sort of stuff? Yep, well, that's why. And they just figured that out at Genucel, and then they made a cream
bananas
out of the apple. What'd you say?
Kumquats.
Come on.
Yeah, anything like that. All right, 800-543-9260. Let's get the bottom line here.
Rich.
You can put, well, you're gonna, he's going to go through the whole list of what's in his refrigerator. No petroleum products, no pharmaceutical preservatives, all made natural
blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries. Yeah, you can put some blueberries in your eyes.
Smear them all over your face.
It is the way to, by the way, you can double your order when you call 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. This is the greatest product. Gets results. Bags puffiness. Gonzo. Lines gonzo. And you can check on other products they have at Chamonix as well to make your eyes really sparkle. 800-543-9262.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Convicted criminals obviously can't keep ill-gotten wealth, but police often seize property from people who are not even charged with a crime, much less convicted. If police merely suspect something was acquired illegally, they can take it under a program called Civil Asset Forfeiture. It has become a regular funding source for police departments. In 2014, American citizens lost more property to police than to burglars. People who want their property returned must prove in court that they obtained it legally. A look through the lens of liberty shows that is a direct violation of the Bill of Rights, which protects us against illegal searches and seizures. Citizens should insist that Congress stop this unconstitutional program.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Thank you.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Steffen, Jennifer and I have Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, with us in a moment. And the big story this week is the pricing at Disney parks. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marks the first time that tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4477 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4477.
56 past the hour on the Good Day program. Yes, Pauline Frommer is here. She's the editorial director of the Frommer's magazine, the travel guide at Frommer's.com. The surging price. I'm in Florida this week, Pauline. I'm actually I'm surrounded by travel. I'm here at the bridge. If you know Fort Lauderdale, there's a bridge that goes from the mainland over to what some people call Fort Lauderdale Island, and the cruise ships dock here. I'm looking across. I'm right
right on that causeway, and the cruise ships dock across from me. I'm sitting in the shadow of the Fort Lauderdale Airport. I'm watching all of this, and I'm in a Hyatt, and the Hilton is right next door, and all of this stuff. And I think to myself, how much money, first, is spent on travel, and then what it takes to make it all work. The computers on these ships, and the computers that run the airport, and the computers that take care of the lights and the bridge as it goes up and down, and the boats go. I mean, it's fascinating if you think about it. What an amazing industry it is.
It's a massive industry. By some accounts, one out of every 11 Americans is involved in the travel industry in some way. Either they're the people running the computers on those bridges, or they're the waitresses who serve mostly tourists at a theme park, or they're working at a theme park. So, yeah, it's a big part of our American economy, absolutely.
Let's talk about theme parks, more specifically Disney. Are they green? Yeah. Are they smart? Are they doing what they need to do? What's the prices went up crazy this week? And it was this is school vacation week, too.
I think Walt is probably turning wherever he is, if he's frozen or if he's in the ground, I don't know. But they have introduced surge pricing, and that means that prices are going up 20% during peak times. And peak times, when are those? Pretty much any time the kids are out of school. So basically the entire month of March is peak because it's spring break, and then it's going to be peak from the end of May through July, since the kids will be out of school for summer. And that raises the one-day price of a Disney ticket to $124, which kind of breaks my heart. They're saying they're doing it because they needed to cut down on the crowds. But I know so many families who save up for 1 year, for 2 years, so they can take their kids to Disneyland or Disney World. It's a rite of passage. And probably a lot of these people are pulling their hair out right now because they're going to have to save up even more. The price has gone up 20%. That's a huge jump.
It's abusive. This is more reason to go elsewhere. If you go to Florida, go to the Cape, over to Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral, whatever you want to call it. It's a marvelous
place. Oh, it's great. Yeah, Cape Canaveral.
A couple of 3 days there, and it's much more inspirational. Anyway, it is what it is. Are other parks like Universal doing the same thing, by the way?
They're the ones who came up with it. Disney followed.
Oh, really? So another reason to give them a pick a finger. I got five. You can pick one of them if you want to have that apply to these parks. Thank you.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.